Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kung sumikat ang ASCALS o Philippine Men's Football Team, umaarangkada na din ang Women's Football Team ng Pilipinas na sasabak sa Asian Football Confederation o AFC Women's Asian Cup ngayong Enero. Ang dating coach na si Alan Stachich ng Australian Women's Soccer Team na Matildas ang mamumuno sa Philippines Women's Football Team sa naturang cup. Ayon kay Coach Alan, isang malaking karangalan ang mapining head coach ng Pilipinas.
Yeah, look, obviously it's a great honor to coach a national team, and particularly one that's not yours, to be invited by the Philippines, by the PFF to manage and look after and guide their team to the Asian Cup is just a great honour. So look, I'm really excited. We all are. We've had a really good preparation and really can't wait to get to India next week and play the first match.
Dating football player ang Australian professional football coach ng NSW Premier League at naglaro din sa iba't ibang clubs sa National Youth League at Winter Super League. Bago naging head coach ng Matildas noong 2014 hanggang 2019, malawak na ang naging karanasan nito sa pagko-coach ng iba't ibang women's soccer team sa Australia. Nakaraang taon naman siya nagsimula bilang head coach ng Philippine team, kaya naman puspusan na anyang training ng team para sa AFC Women's Asian Cup sa India.
They qualify as earlier on. I've come on board since early November. Basically, most of the team have been based here in Orange County in America, and we've been in camp for about 10 weeks now, so preparing as well as we can. So, it's a really good team spirit. It's been a great bonding experience for the group as well, and hopefully, touch wood, we're getting ready to qualify for Philippines first World Cup in history.
Marami din kinaharap na pagsubok ang team, lalo't nasa gitna ng pandemya, kaya prioridad anya ang kalusugan ng lahat ng miyembro at staff.
There's a lot of challenges being over here in America, and lots of players coming from all corners of the globe to play, and some were in clubs and some weren't, and some of them haven't played for a long time due to COVID and lockdowns in whichever jurisdiction they were in, whether it was in Philippines or whether they're playing in Europe or some even playing here in North America. So their level of game experience and training has been pretty low this year. So coming in and starting from that base and trying to get them ready to compete against some of the best teams in the world has been a challenge. But the players have risen to that challenge. They've worked extremely hard to get to this point. And unfortunately, in the last week or two, like we know, Omicron's spread around the world. So that presented its own challenges and ensuring that we try and stay COVID-free.
Makakaharap ng Philippine team ang Australia ngayong 24 ng Enero dahil magkasama sila sa isang grupo matapos ang naging bunutan. Aminado si Coach Allen na malakas ang Matildas kaya pinaghahandaan nila ito.
This is sport. Obviously I spent a lot of time with that team and with the players in that team, but on that day they'll be the enemy, and our job is to try and win that game and compete and try and get Philippines over the line. So it's going to be a really tough game because they're such a good team. They've been in the top four or five in the world for the last 4 or 5 years and have players playing in the top clubs all around the world, in France and in England and over here in America as well, and obviously some players in Australia as well. So look, they're a tough team, experienced team, a lot of players over 100 caps now, so it's going to be a massive challenge but a massive learning experience for our players here as well and get to measure themselves against some of the best players in the world.
Giit ni Coach Allen, mas nakatutok muna sila sa unang makakalaban na team ng Thailand sa 21 ng Enero.
We're really focusing on the first game, and Thailand's our first game, and we're devoting all our energies to looking at ourselves, to be honest. That's first and foremost, and it's a tournament and things happen really quickly, so preparing the best you can, being ready for whatever presents itself, and really just looking at, the old cliche is there for a reason, the old one game at a time, because really if you look too far ahead, you can sometimes lose a little bit of focus.
Bukod sa Australia, ilang bansa pa ang kinukonsidera ni Coach Allen na matinding makakalaban?
I think Australia is probably the favorite for the tournament. They're the highest ranked team in the tournament and obviously came fourth at the Olympics. So, the next three big teams are Japan, China and South Korea, so they're probably the big four, and Thailand is from Southeast Asia has probably propelled themselves into number five spot over the last two cycles. They've qualified for two World Cups in a row now and shown that they can get to that level and achieve at that level as well. So look, there's a lot of competition, and Asia's been a particularly strong confederation in women's football for the last 10 or 15 years in so many World Cup finals and Olympic Games finals and medals and things, especially across China and Japan and the emergence of Australia as well in the last few years. So look, it's a massive tournament, but as I said, a great experience playing against some of the big teams.
Australia ang magiging host ng 2023 Federation Internationale de Football Association o FIFA Women's World Cup, kaya automatikong qualified na din ang team ng Australia. Ang unang 5 pwesto sa ranking ng Asian Cup ang magka-qualify sa World Cup. Hindi pa nagka-qualify ang Pilipinas noon pa man sa FIFA Women's World Cup, kaya nais ni Coach Allen na maging bahagi ito ng kasaysayan. Ngunit aminado siyang marami pang pagdadaanan ng team, pero tiwala si coach sa kakayanan ng mga Pinay footballer.
We got to focus on just the next moment. You know, this is the first Asian Cup's gone to 12 teams and 5 qualified directly for the World Cup, and there's another 2 that have to go to an inter-confederation playoff. So, you know, we could end up in any of those circumstances, so we just got to be ready for what presents itself after the tournament, but there's no doubt we're aiming to qualify directly for the World Cup.
Natuto na ng ilang salitang Filipino si Coach Allen at tinuturuan din niya ng mga Aussies lang ang team, kaya natutuwa siya sa masayang samahan na nabubuo na mas nagpapatibay sa grupo. Nais din niyang pasalamatan ang mga sumusuporta sa Philippines Women's Football Team.
It's a massive challenge playing, as I said, against some of the best teams in the world in football and in women's football, but I'm extremely confident that we can be the first Filipino team to ever qualify for a World Cup. So, you know, there's been a lot of preparation going to it. There's been a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication and commitment and a little bit of sacrifice as well. So I hope everyone gets behind the team and really start supporting our football and women's football in the Philippines, and we can grow the game, you know, across the globe and make Philippines one of the stronger teams in Asia moving forward.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.